In a further sign of the deteriorating security situation in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian gunmen reportedly affiliated with the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade on Wednesday blocked a road leading to the Rafah border crossing, which links Gaza with Egypt. Members of the group also placed explosive devices near the entrance to the crossing and stormed several Palestinian government buildings in the area, including an elections office, forcing workers to flee. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade is a violent militia affiliated with the ruling Fatah Party. Members of the group say Wednesday's incidents were in response to the arrest of an Al-Aqsa leader linked to the kidnapping of British aid worker Kate Burton and her parents last week. The three were freed unharmed after being held for several days. The Rafah crossing is under the supervision of European Union observers. A spokesman for the observers says their functions were not disturbed by Wednesday's actions. Mohammed Dawas, an independent Palestinian journalist working in Gaza, says while the gunmen were able to block the entrance to the terminal itself was not affected because it is inside a heavily guarded compound.
Planting bombs and all these things cannot really be inside. It's got to be maybe outside the front door from north side, east side, but not really entering inside the crossing and planting bombs. I don't think so. The only way for them to stop people from traveling is to stop people coming in from Rafah area or from Gaza Strip. That's all. That's the road only.
Wednesday's violence was just the latest in the Gaza Strip, which has seen growing instability since Israel completed its withdrawal from the area in October. Violence is especially acute in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, where Palestinian security officials have less control than elsewhere in the region. Palestinian security officials say because of the instability, they will have trouble providing security for legislative elections, which are scheduled to take place on January 25th. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.